Today's halakha by Rav Mansour was recorded last year in year 5763, 2003. Last year's Ta'anit Esther fell out on a Monday. However, this year it will fall out on Thursday, the 4th of March, or Yud Aleph Adar.
Just a question that we discussed on Friday night, halakha lemaaseh, regarding Ta'anit Esther. The first question would be, do pregnant ladies have to fast on Ta'anit Esther? The answer is, it depends. If the lady is already after 40 days in her pregnancy, so certainly there's room for her to be lenient in fasting. If she has problems, morning sickness, she feels weak, etc. Even before 40 days, if she feels sick and weak, she's also has a leniency to fast. Once she reaches the third month of her pregnancy, she doesn't have to fast at all, because she needs to keep her health and eat for the kiyuma balad, for the sake of the baby. So again, just to review quickly, if she has any sort of weakness, morning sickness, etc., so she can forego tomorrow's fast of Ta'anit Esther without any question. After 40 days, we're a little more lenient, but 3 months, let's say, karavalad, then certainly she doesn't have to fast bichlal. That being said, halakha does say she shouldn't indulge. She's allowed to eat, but she shouldn't eat things that are more than necessary for kiyuma valad. She, you know, have extra delicacies and food like that. Since it is a fast day, and she has a leniency, then not to go out of the framework of the joining in Klal Yisrael. Regarding nursing ladies, it is clear that if a lady is nursing, so long as she's nursing, actually nursing, she's exempt from the fast. The question is, what about a lady that was within 2 years of giving birth, or 24 months of giving birth? Hacham Uvadya does have a leniency that says that within the first 2 years of giving birth, a lady is weak, according to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Evareha mitparkin, that her bones are still weak after the first 24 months, and therefore she's exempt from the fast. However, we pointed out that that's not widely accepted. Kafa Hayim, based on a Bach, the Eliyahu Rabbah, also the Kitzu Shulchan Aruch, the Pia Shimuha from Acham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, and from Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, Rabbi Mazuz, and Sansan Yair, all of the opinion that in such a case where a lady is not nursing and she's within 24 months, the ruling would be ask her. If she doesn't feel weak, so she's not weak. The Gemara is telling you that a lady is weak after the pregnancy for 24 months, but if she's telling you she's fine. Our ladies, they give birth sometimes every year. The ladies, after they give birth, they're exercising, they're running around, they're doing. All of a sudden, when it comes to the fast, no, I'm weak, I can't. So therefore, if the lady still feels a weakness after her pregnancy, she's exempt from the Ta'anit Esther. However, if she's strong and she's going around, and Baruch Hashem, everything's okay, halakha l'maaseh, we should be stringent on this, and not exempt her from the fast, and that's how we're going to take halakha l'maaseh. There is an interesting teshuvah from Hakam Yosef Yedira Levi. We don't go with this, but he says amazingly that on all these type of fasts, besides Tisha B'Av and Kippur, Talmidei Hakamim are exempt, because by fasting it's going to take away from their learning, and the learning is more important. And for that matter, school teachers that are being paid to teach Klal Yisrael, and now the Melechet Shamayim is going to be diluted because they're hungry, and this is Gezel, he says, and therefore they're exempt from fasting all these fasts. Halakha, Hakam Avadya has a long teshuvah against Hakam Yosef Yedira Levi, and Halakha Tamidei Hakamim, teachers, etc., must fast and join Klal Yisrael in the Ta'anit Esther. Last point, the two reasons given why we fast at all on Ta'anit Esther. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the reason is because this was an actual fast that the Jews fasted in the times of Mordechai and Esther on the 13th day of Adar. The Jewish custom was, on the day that we go out to war, he would fast as a sign of Teshuvah in order to get repentance and to have success. So Ta'anit Esther is a commemorative fast to a fast that took place actually on 13 Adar. Others, however, argue and say that the fast of Ta'anit Esther is to commemorate the 3-day fast that Esther proclaimed in Nisan, right when the Gezerah was found out about. We fast one day to commemorate the 3-day fast. Books bring down that some have the custom to fast 3 days, the Monday, Thursday, Monday following Purim, to commemorate the Ta'anit of Esther, which was actually 3 days. Our minhag is not as such. We just fulfill the 1 day, either to commemorate the day of the war that they fasted, or the 3-day fast.